Hey, good evening, everybody. This Shabbos, Bez Hashem, read Parshas Kisiso. And I'd like to focus on something that emerges from the opening psukim of Parshas Kisiso, which we actually read a few weeks ago, Shabbos Parshas Shkolin. The Parsha called Parshas Shkolin consists of the first six psukim from this week's Sedra Kisiso, Shmos Perek Lamed, starting with Pasuk Yud Aleph. So look at source number one. This is the mitzvah to collect the Machzor Shekel. By the Rosh Hashanah Mor Kisiso, when you count as Rosh Bnei Yisrael of Kudahem, you count all the Jewish people and so on, everybody has to give an asto ish kofar nafsho. Person has to give something as a kapara. We have to understand what that means. And therefore, there won't be a negative, there won't be a plague. It's a bad idea to count people directly. We know when we count for a minion, we don't count directly and so on. And what do you have to give? And Pasuk Gidyimel Zeh Yitnu Kala Over Apkudim. Anyone who is, has to give Machzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. Has to give a half a shekel and explains what the weight is and so on, how much that is. And it says, Truma Lashem. This is a donation to Hashem. Then in Pasuk Gedalot, it says again, Kol Orva L'Pekudim, and it specifies here, Mi Ben Esrim Shana V'Mala, from the age of 20 and up. Yitain again that phrase, Truma Hashem. And in Pasuk Tezvav, Asher Lo Yarbe V'Adal Lo Yamit, the rich person shouldn't give more, a poor person shouldn't give less. Then the Machzor Shekel, again, law says, Trumas Hashem, again, that phrase, L'chaper al-Nafshol Seichem. And again, it says, the end of Pasuk, Dezan, L'chaper al-Nafshol Seichem. So three times it says, Truma, one Truma Hashem, the other Trumas Hashem, three times. It also mentions, as Rashi stresses, that the people who have to give this are males over the age of 20, Ben Esrim Shon of Amala. So Rashi says, Pasuk Yudalad, somebody under the age of 20 does not count in the census and doesn't go out to war. So here the second Rashi in source number two, Pasuk Tazvav, Rashi says, what we learn from here, three different types of contributions are mentioned here. Again, the phraseology, the end of Pasuk Yudgimel, Trumas Hashem, the end of Pasuk Yudalad, Trumas Hashem, and towards the end of Pasuk Tazvav, Trumas Hashem, three different things. And Rashi says, what are the three things? Three different donations. Achas Trumas Adonim. One thing was to give for the Adonim. The Adonim are the silver sockets into which the boards that comprised ultimately the crushing, which comprised the wall of the Mishkan. So every board had like these pegs at the bottom that fit into sockets. So one donation was for these silver sockets. That's learned out. We'll read it next week, said in Parshas Pekudei. And that was done when they collected the money for the census. Then a different census, perhaps, right? The Rashi has a census over here. There was another census later. And that's what's important for us right now. At the end of the second line of that Rashi, Vashenis Afia de Minyan Shemana was also counting for a census. Misha Hukam a Mishkan, after the Mishkan was built. Benosnu Kol Echad Machza Shekel, Behain Liknos Mehen Korbanos Tzibur Shel Kol Shana Vashana. That's the important point for us. Those coins, that money was used to purchase the animals and the other needs for the communal sacrifices each year. And Vahushru Behem Aniyim Vashirim, poor and rich gave the exact same amount, they were equal. And finally, the third Truma, also Truma Neva, I'm sorry, that's the Chapel of Shasechem. And finally, Ushashlishi, it's the Truma Samishkan. The third one refers to the donations for the Mishkan themselves. The Mishkan itself. So two out of the three were seem to be one-time situations, right? Two out of the three were for things relating to the construction of Mishkan. The Adonim, the silver sockets, that was a one-time contribution for the Mishkan. And of course, the general contribution for the Mishkan, which wasn't equal among the poor and the rich, was, you know, everyone gave whatever they wanted. That was also a one-time situation. But the middle one that Rashi refers to, that, as we'll see in a moment, was a year-to-year point. A year-to-year requirement, because when you bring karbonas, so there are two different types of karbonas. There's a karbon yachid. Karbon yachid means a karbon that I have to bring myself. Let's say I committed an averet, so I have to bring a bishoge. Accidentally, I have to bring a karbon chatos for certain averets. Who has to pay for it? I do. It's my responsibility. If I'm bringing a karbon toda, I want to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu because there's some good news. Certain things that require a karbon toda, so I bring a karbon toda. Who pays for the animal? I do. That's a karbon yachid. Sometimes two yechidim can get together, bring a korban b'shutfas. But there's another category of korban called korban tzibur. A korban tzibur, let's say the daily offerings in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan every day, the tamid shel shachar in the morning, the tamid shel ben arbaim in the afternoon, the korban musaf on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh. Those were animals who paid for that. That came from community funds. That's called the korban tzibur. Not every Jew came to the Beis HaMikdash every day and brought a korban tamid in the morning. One korban tamid in the morning, one korban tamid in the afternoon is brought on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael. So that, where'd the money come from? the money came from the machzah shekel that everybody contributed. That's how everybody had a share in these karbanas. So that's a karban tzibur. And that's what the Mishnah says in Masechah Shkalim. There's a Masechah called Masechah Shkalim. Actually, there's no Talmud Bavli on Masechah Shkalim. There is a Talmud Yerushalmi on Masechah Shkalim. For one reason or other, the Talmud Yerushalmi on Masechah Shkalim made it into the Bavli. When you buy a Shas Bavli, there's Masechah Shkalim, even though Shkalim is Yerushalmi. And the Daf Yomi learns Masechah Shkalim. I think they're coming up to it soon. I think they're finishing Pesachim soon. I think they're right before Pesach or something, right around Pesach, they finish Shkalim. And so they're going to, if I finish Pesachim, I mean, they're going to start Shkalim, even though it's Yerushalmi. It's the one Yerushalmi that's learned as part of the Talmud Bavli cycle. But anyway, the Mishnah says in Shkalim, Perek Dal, Mishnah of Source 3, HaTruma Mehayu Osin Ba, Lo Kin Ba, Tmidim Umusafin, right? Someone has to pay for the animals. Who pays for it, right? The daily animals that are brought in the morning, the korban musaf on the days when you have a musaf. Viniskayim, the wine used for the nasachim, right? Minchasim and niskayim kimadubor, right? You had the wine libations, the wine offerings, who paid for the wine, right? Ha'omer and shteyalechem, these were korbanas that were brought on Yantif, right? The korban omer on the second day of Pesach, the korban shteyalechem brought on Shavuos. The lechem aponim, every week the bread, you know, so that all had to come from somewhere. Someone had to pay for that. And that came from community funds. That's what the Mishnah tells us. And so paskins the Rambam. And there are other things too. I just got one Mishnah. But there are other things too. In the Gemara and other places, the Rambam paskin, the Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Dal and Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes in Source 4, Trumas Halishka Maya Sebo, what do you do with Maya Sebo? What would happen to the money from the Machta Shekel? Lokin mena Tamidim Shel Kol Yom, Beham Musafin, Bechol Korbanos HaTzibur, Viniskein, Beham Melach, Shemolchin, Bo Kol HaKorbanos, every carbon had to have salt poured over it. That salt also costs money. Everything costs money. Bechena Eitzim, what about the wood that burned the fire under the Mizbeah? So it's true that sometimes people donated wood, but if they didn't have it, they didn't have any wood, they ran out, and they had to buy some. It came from that fund. Bakhtoris, right? The spices for the incense offerings. Uscharosen, the people knew how to put the incense offerings together properly. The lechem aponim and the bread and the uschar oselechem, the people baked it, had to be paid. Ba'omer, shalechem paraduma. They have to get a new paraduma. All these things cost money. Sora mishtalech, and then kippur, the goat that was pushed off of the cliff and so on. These are all tzibur dikka. These are all communal responsibilities. And therefore, that money, the machzah shekel, was given for that purpose, for the purpose of all of these tzibur dik requirements that related to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the Rambam tells us. And this was not, so therefore, of the three things that are hinted at in our psukim that the Rashi talks about there in source number two, the three different donations hinted at in the opening psukim here in Parshas Kisisa, two out of the three, as I said, were one and out. They had to donate silver sockets, the silver towards the sockets, they had to donate for the Mishkan. That was just for the building of the Mishkan. But the machzah shekel for the communal sacrifice, that was every single year. In fact, if you look in source number five, there's a pasuk in Nehemiah. Perik by the Bayis Sheni, Nehemiah Perik Yod Posik Lamed Gimel Behemadno Aleno Mitzvos Loseis Aleno Shlishis Hashekel Bashona. Got to give a third. We'll see in a moment why here it's a third, not half. But a third of a shekel every year Lavodas Beis Elokeinu for the proper function of the service in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Posik Lamed Dalad mentions some of the things. Lelechem Amareches Uminchas Hatamid Ulaolas Hatamid Hashabosos Hachadoshim Lamoadim. So tells that was about the Bayis Sheni, because when they built the Bayis Sheni, they had to reinstitute collecting the machzah shekel, so they would have funds, communal funds, available for these communal activities, these communal needs. Ibn Ezra and the Mefarshim there talk, why does it say shlishas shekel? So Ibn Ezra there in Nehemiah, Paragil, Pasuk, Lam, and Gimel, source number six, says shlishas shekel, nosa, wasn't instead, it was nosaf, it was a different addition to the machzah shekel. Have to raise the price a little, raise the amount. The Mitzvot is David also. They're in the Chemin, Perek Yud, Pasuk Lama Gimel. First of all, the Hamadnu Kavanu Alatzmenu Dvar Mitzvah Lios Chova, when they built the second base of Mitzvah, accepted as obligatory, to be a mandatory. Chova, Lein, Lase Shlikish, Shlishish HaShekel. He also says, Bechol Shana Nosaf Al Machzah Shekel Shomer HaTorah. More than the another third of a shekel, more than the half shekel the Torah requires. Lavodas, there's day tzorach about a bias for all the needs of the Beis HaMikdash. So Malbim also, Paragud, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, although he explains a little more why they had to add. Because shekel, like any other coins, the value changes. You know, the size of the coin changes. I don't know, I mean, you know, if you're my age or older, you remember quarters used to be much bigger than they are today. You know? A quarter today, it's hard sometimes to tell the difference between a quarter and a nickel. So small. And I remember when they put the copper middle into the quarters. Remember that the quarters used to be only silver. And I remember, I think I was in the fifth, sixth grade, there was a big thing. They called them sandwich coins because they had silver on the outside and copper in the middle. But now a quarter is much smaller, right? So the coins changed. So there was a shekel change also. The Malbim explained in Source 8, that's what he says, that now the values change, and so therefore it adds up the same total amount, the machzor shekel. Ramban, that's the Malbim. Not everyone agrees with, seems with that, but the Ramban here in our Sedvin, Kisisa and Parak Lamed, Posik Gimel, he says, these coins and so on, and the shekel and divrei yomim was a different amount. Again, we don't have to need, and when the Gemara talks about the shekel, it's yet something else. It's two dinar mechatzis shekel. It gives you all the value of the coins and so on. The bottom line is that things changed, and therefore they had to make, you're allowed to collect more than the Torah requires, not less, right? The shekel of Moshe is called shekel shel Torah. Okay. But anyway, that's in terms of the collection. Now, actually, the Mishnah in Shkolim, Source 10, again, as a side point, this Mishnah in Shkolim, Source 10, Parak Beis, Mishnah Dalet, confirms this point. Okay, it says, if you look towards the end of the first line, Sha'olu Yisrael, min ha'gola, when the Jews came back from exile to build the second base, they came back from Babel to build the Bayis Sheni, Ha'u Shoklim Darchonos, that was a different type of coin. Then Chazal Yishkol Slime. And he would slime another coin. Chazal is called taboin, a bikshul is called dinarim. And then Shimon says, no, that they didn't accept because it was too little. Anyway, the Yushalmi there in Shkol and Perek Beis, Alokhe Gimel, it is in the Yushalmi arrangement 11, they explained that they didn't accept it because it had to be Shlishas HaShekel of Otis Beis. Kind of quotes that pasuk in the Chemia. We're interested in the coin, so the Korban HaEda in 12 and the Pnei Moshe in 13 on that. The Korban HaEda is Perek Beis Alokhe Gimel, and the Pnei Moshe arrangement is Perek Gimel, Perek Beis Alokhe Dalet in Shkolim. They just explained, but I told you, Shkolim is in the Bavli, right? I mean, it's the Yerushalmi. There is no Talmud Bavli in Shkolim, but it appears in the regular Bavli set, although the pagination is different because they print different commentaries on the page. So the pagination of Masechah Shkolim, the Daf Yomi is going to learn soon, that appears in the Shas Bavli, right after Pesachim music. So that's a different pagination. Anyway, so you can look, if you're interested in seeing about those coins and so on, you can read in the Pnei Moshe, and it ends up being either the same or more than what the Torah required. The Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, Machtis HaShekel, what does it mean? Zu mitzvosa sheitein machtis matbea shel oso azman. Half of the coin or the denomination of the realm, whatever it is at that time. Okay. Afilo hayam osa matbea godom yishekel hakodesh, even though that adds up to more than the shekel of the Torah. Ula olam eno shokel pochos mechatzi shekel shehaya bimei Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't give less than the value of the half a shekel days of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was, and he tells you what the value of it was also. Okay. We mentioned before that here in Parshas Kisisa, the phrase Truma Hashem or Truma Hashem appears three times. We also find a similar thing in the beginning of Parshas Truma. Source 15, Shmos Parakof Hei, Sukkim Aleph Beis and Gimel, the Rashom Shalim, more Dabra, when he said, Bukhli Truma, Meis Kal Yisha Shir Ben Alibo Tikkos Truma, see, again, too, second time, and then Vizosa Truma, Shir Tikkumi Tom. So the Yishalmi in Parak Aleph, Aloch Aleph, the beginning of Shkolim, Source number 10 says of Chaga b'Shem Shimon Gamliel, that's the scarce Gimel Trumas number Parsha Zos. Three times Truma, Parsha Zos. That's what the Korban Eitzah means, Parsha's Truma. And again, it's the same three things. Trumas Ha'adonim, were used to make those silver sockets for the boards. U'Trumas Shkolim, U'Trumas HaMishkan. The same thing, you know, the same three. Now, so that's exactly what, and it quotes the three psukim, which one of the three we just saw on the side. But, the idea is that the truma shkolim was equal. Everybody had to give. Okay, the truma sadonim was also equal. The truma mishkan, everyone gave what they wanted to give. And at the end of the 16, there in shkolim parak alav alav armor oven off the parsha zos them are bogim truma. You don't have to run back to parsha truma. Here in our parsha kisis, so we saw it also says matzah shekel truma Hashem itain truma Hashem law says truma Hashem. Okay, anyway, it says these three things. But as I said before, two out of the three are one-time situations, not the third. In fact, another pasuk that's relevant is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Chav Dalet, pasuk Vav 19, okay, which some of the Farshim point to here. The pasuk there says, complaining that they weren't collecting the proper funds, okay? And they weren't collecting the Masas Moshe. What's Masas Moshe? So Ramasas Moshe is a reference to the Shkolim, the Machzah Shekel, imposed by Moshe. Masas in the language Kisiso. Same shosh, Kisiso, Masas. So it's called Masas Moshe. That's how the Ramban here in the beginning of Kisiso, again in Paraklamet, Shmos, Pasuk Yud Beis, in 20. V'chei Nira Masha, Omar Kosov, and Dira Yomim, Adul Adrash, etc. Yeroi Mizeh, the Ramban proves from here. Ki Masas Moshe, that which the Pasuk there in Dira Yomim Beis calls Masas Moshe, Mitzvah Ladoros. That's a mitzvah for all generations. Lahavir Lebedek Habayis, even if there's not a sentence going on. In other words, what the Ramban is pointing out, if you look in the beginning of Parshas Kisiso, it sounds like they're only collecting these coins as a means of counting the people for the purpose of the census. But the Ramban says, no, you see, from the other psukim, including the Pasuk in Dira Yomim, that the Machzah Shekel would nothing to do with this. I mean, it served the function of a census as well. And he disagrees with Rashi as to when the census took place. It's not for now. But he said, it doesn't matter. They're needed every year with or without a census. That's what you need them for. He quotes that Pasuk in Nehemiah. That we saw before. And that's what Rashi explains. Mas, and there in Divrei Yomim Beis, Parakov Dal, look at 21, Rashi says, Masas Moshe Klomar, Shkolim, Shetziva Aleim Bemidbar. That's the Masas Shekel. It's Moshe commanded. It's called Masas Al Shem Kisiso. Okay. So it comes out from here, as we've proven now, that the Masas Shekel had to be given every single year. That's why the Sefer HaChinuch counts this as one of the mitzvahs. One of the Targum mitzvahs are only counted, something counts towards one of the Targum mitzvahs only if it's a mitzvah Ladoros. It applies all time. Right, the donating to the Mishkan, that was just that year, making the silver sockets to hold the crushim of the Mishkan. That was just that year. But Machzah Shekel, the Chesef Chinuch here in our Seder, Mitzvah Kufei 22 counts Mitzvah Nesinas Machzah Shekel B'Shana, giving half a shekel every year. And he says, what they do with it? They had one chamber, one office in the Beis HaMikdash where they put all these coins. And from there, they took money when they needed it to purchase the animals and for the carbon tzibur, niskeim, hamelak, the salt, all the things that we mentioned before. And he has a whole list, the same thing we mentioned before. So again, all these coins were stored in a chamber in an office somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash. And when they needed to take money out to buy more stuff that they needed for their function of the carbonus, they would go in and they would take it. And the Chinuch goes on to explain the second part of 22, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted everybody to have an equal share. That's why we say, Ha'ashe lo yarbev hadal lo yamit. For this Machzah Shekel, no one can give more, no one can give less. When you wanted to donate them things to the Mishkan, then the richer people give more if they wanted, or more motivated people gave more and so on. But not for this. Here, everybody had to be the same. It was a zechus that kiyad yad kulam shove bedover hakarbonos hakraven lefon of kol hashana vasmonda, the daily and regular offerings. Okay, if there everybody should be the same, poor, rich, no difference. Everybody had the same share in those daily karbonos. It's interesting. I just want to point out. I mentioned you look in 23, the Vilna Gaon. One of his commentaries in the Chumash called Aderes Eliyahu, here in Parshas Kisiso, Shmos Paraklamet, Pasuk Yud Beis, says it doesn't really ever say, after all is said and done, the Vilna Gaon points, it doesn't ever really say anything about giving Matzah Shekel for the Karbonos, right? We figure it out, we have a Remez and so on, but not really specified. And that's why he says, you look in 23, V'hashkolim leKarbonos, lo nichta v'vitara v'hi hei lamed mem, halacha leMoshe miSinai. Right? That's pointing out. The bottom line is the Torah never actually specifies that you had to give a Machzah Shekel every year for the purpose of the Karbanos. This is all part of a halacha Mishnah. Good. So that was the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel. Now, the Mishnah says in the very beginning of Shkol, in Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph, when did they collect this? When did they collect it? So it says in 24, Be'echad be'adar mashmina al-shkolim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's when they began to make announcements that people had to get their shekel in. So that's the Mishnah. That's the Be'echad be'adar. So the Gemara asks, the beginning of Shkol, Parak Aleph Aleph, 25, V'loma be'echad be'adar, why Rosh Chodesh Adar? Why was that they picked? So it says, K'dei she'yavil Yisrael ha'shiklein ba'on osan. Okay, with titarim trumas alishkam in a chadash of bismana, so that you begin announcing Rosh Chodesh Adar, so you'd have enough time for everything to get in on time, as the Karmana Eden 26 explains. Bonosim bismana kodim Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the cutoff point. And as Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we might say, was the beginning of the fiscal year for the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so once Rosh Chodesh Nisan arrived, so moving forward from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, all the karbanos had to come from the new fund, the new monies that just came in. Okay, not from last year's money. A question Mishnah has discussed, what if there's money left over? Okay, but not for now. But the point is that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the cutoff point. That was the beginning of the fiscal year for the Beis HaMikdash. All right? Why? Why Echad Benisan? So back in that Gemara, at the end of the first line, Marv Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Trumas Halishka B'Tchilos Nechsev, he quotes a pasuk which I printed in source 28. Next week's Sedrin, Parshas Pekudei. Next week we read Vayakam Pekudei. Pekudei Perek Mem of Shmos Pasuk Yud Zayin. By He Bachorish Harishon Bashon Hashem is Bechad Chorish. Who come a Mishkan? Because it's on Rosh Chodesh Nisan that the Mishkan was erected and put into operation. Right? So therefore, it makes sense to say that that's the beginning of the fiscal year, right? That's when things got started. In the Mishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the second year, right? You know, almost a full year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. So one opinion in the Yerushalmi here is that based on that, that's the beginning of the operation of the Mishkan. So, and so, you know, so therefore, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the beginning in terms of that's the new year for the funds, as well. That is a different explanation given. Reb Tevi, Reb Yosha, B'Shem Reb Kana gave a different explanation, and that's based on other psukim. And again, you can look in the Pnei Moshe and the Korban Edah if you want a line by line commentary. I'm not going to read it now to save some time. But if you take a look, there are two psukim in Parshas Pinchas, Bamidbar Parakof Ches, Pasuk Gidala 29. We know this pasuk. We learned it on Rosh Chodesh. It says Zos. At the end of the pasuk says Zos Olas Chodesh B'Chod Shulachod Sheshal. Okay, which literally means, in context, this is the monthly offering for each month of the year. However, the Gemara has a drasha, okay, there in the Yerushalmi, and it's quoted in some place in the Babli also, but it comes from the Sugi in the Yerushalmi. It says, "Zos olas chodesh b'chodesh l'chodesh shana," meaning there's one month you have to make things new. And what does that mean? And that's how the Mefarshim explain. It should have just said, "Zos olas hachodesh," right? That's the Korban Edah writes a few lines, about three lines up from 26, there in Perak Aleph, Halach Aleph, Shkolim. Talmud Lomar, it says, "Dahav Matzi L'michtav Zos Olas HaChodesh." What is this? Olas Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh HaShem. A little verbose. So I have a drasha. The drasha is that there's one month, B'Chodesh Echad, when you have to be Mechadesh, the yearly contributions. That's how the Gemara is drasha. What month is that? Nisan. How do we know that? So the Gemara explains, because we have a Gzeres Shava. That pasuk in Parshas Pinchas says, "Zos olas chodesh b'chodesh l'chodesh hashana." And the Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis Ushmos, pasuk Beis, I printed in source 30, "Hachodesh alachem rosh chodashim rishon alachem." Same phrase, "l'chodesh hashana." So it says there, "l'chodesh hashana." It says here, "l'chodesh hashana." So the pasuk in Parshas Bo is talking about Nisan, "Hachodesh alachem rosh chodashim." So that's how Nisan is also the new year, in terms of the Machzor Shekel for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is that that's when they collected again. If you're listening to the interesting details, they have all the Mefarshim there. But so it's a month before Rosh Chodesh Adar, they announced, everyone get your Machzor Shekel in. So you got a month to get it in time for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay. The truth is, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in the Bavli, look in 31, the Gemara Bavli, Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayinam Adalim, Tanar Bonin, Be'echad Benisan, Rosh Hashanah. But we know that the Mishnah tells us there are 4 days during the course of the calendar year which are labeled Rosh Hashanah for one purpose or another. The four, we're familiar, of course, with Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei. We call it Rosh Hashanah. But we know that there are other Rosh Hashanahs, like Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for things relating to trees. We have the same thing, by the way, I always like to point out, the same thing in the secular calendar, right? I mean, January 1st is New Year for the year. Right, but the fiscal year is July 1st, right? For businesses, the fiscal year is July 1st, and the academic year is the end of August, beginning of September, school year, right? So not everything is the 1st of January. The same thing in our calendar arrangements as well. They're different beginnings of the year for different purposes. So one of the things which is not mentioned in Mishnah, but it's mentioned in the Brice and the Gemara in Zayin Amidah 31, Tanar Bonim, Be'echad Benisan, Rosh Hashanah for certain things, L'Trumas Shkolim. As Rashi explains in 2032, L'Trumas Shkolim, L'Hakriv Rishon Karbonos, HaLekucha Mitrumas Kupo Shel Shikle Shonazu. That's the first day on which Karbonos are brought from the new funds that have just come in time for that day. In the previous 30 days, you collected from everybody. And now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the first day that Karbonos are brought from those new funds. Okay? Manolan says, how do we know? So Amar B'Yoshia was the same speaker in the Yerushalmi. Amar B'Yoshia, that's the pasuk. He learns because it says, Zos olas chodesh b'chodesh l'chodesh hashanah. And you have all those words, olas chodesh b'chodesh l'chodesh hashanah. Rashi says in 22, chodesh yisera l'drash, extra word chodesh here. So Amar Torah, the second line of 31, chadesh v'havei karban mitruma chadosha. Bring now, Karbana, starting now, the new carbon from the new funds. And then we have Gzeres Shavah. says the Chodesh Hashanah by Nisan, Rishon Lachem Chodesh Hashanah. Here it says the Chodesh Hashanah. That's how we know it's Nisan. Okay. By the way, just as a side point, that's why the Mishnah says in Megillah, on the Chav Testament Aleph 33, the Mishnah says, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, as it did a few weeks ago, so Korin be Parsha Shkolim, we read Parsha Shkolim, okay, because that's when they began collecting the Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh Adar. So when Rosh Chodesh Adar lands on Shabbos, we read Parsha Shkolim. Now, what if Rosh Chodesh Adar doesn't land on Shabbos, which it usually doesn't? This year it did, but it doesn't always. He says, okay, so the Mishnah says, Chalias Betocha Shabbos, Makdina L'Shaver. So the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's always Parsha Shkolim, okay? And Rashi explains, why do we do that? Lohodiyah Sheaviyah Sheklam Ba'adar. Could be that it was even practiced back then. That was the announcement. They laid Parsha Shkolim. These first few psukim of our Sedrik Kisisa, that's what they laid to tell people to get their shkolim. And Rashi explains, Kadesh Shiakrivu Be'echad Benisan Mitrumah Chadasha. So they'll have everything in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan to be able to give from the new money. And again, we have the same thing in the Megillah Chav Tesam Adal, very bottom of the page, going over to Chav Tesam Beis 35. Tanan Hosam Be'echad Be'edam Hashem Shkolim. How do we know? Again, the same Drosha, the same Reb Tevi, the name of Yoshia, the Gzer Shav Lechad Shashana, and so on and so forth. Okay? And again, Rashi explains, Mashmin al Ashkala means Bachrozes Bezin. Bezin would make this announcement for the whole month. They'd be announcing people and to people to get this stuff in. And again, the whole Drosha Rashi explains in 37, Chavtes Amez, Lachodesh Bechodesh Lachodeshana, Kol Hani Chadoshim, verbose, like I said before. So it gives you this Drosha, Alamat Torah, Yesh Lecha Chodesh, look in 37, Yesh Lecha Chodesh, Atotzorek Lechadsho, there's 1 month where you have to renew something. Namely, Bahavas Olos Tamidim Asaf Mitruma Chadasha. And that's Nisan, as we explained. Okay. And that's how we paskin. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Dal Aleph, Yud Aleph, 38, Mishyagir Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ein Makrivin Korbanas Atzibur, Ela Mitruma Chadasha. Once Rosh Chodesh Nisan arrives, then you have to bring Korbanas from the new funds and so on. Now, if the new funds didn't come in, they weren't enough, then you could use the leftover old money. What if there was other leftover old money? Again, a discussion for a different time. Okay, now. What's interesting is the Rambam earlier in his Shkolim, Perak Aleph Alachetes, says, like we 39, Be'echad Ba'adam Ashmi al Shkolim, Kadesha Yochin, Kol Echad Rechad Machza Shekel Sholom, via Osid Litain. So everyone gets their Machza Shekels ready. Okay? And they gave people a month. That's what the Medrash Tanchuma says here in Kisisa in Siman Aleph in 40. You know, people drag their feet sometimes. They don't do things right away. So you got to give people some time. You can't say, okay, I need it all by tomorrow. They got to give people a deadline. So yeah, that's what the Medrash Tanchuma says, right? They start with Rosh Chodesh Adar Shelo Lidchok Al Yisrael, not to put too much pressure on. Okay, now, all this is background information in terms of the din of Machzah Shekel. Who gives Machzah Shekel? Who do you collect from? So that's another Mishnah in Shkolim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel 41, Esmim and Mashkenin, Levim Yisraelim, we'll include Kohanim there now, it's a different discussion, not for now, Gerim Vavadim Shukram, converts, Avalo Noshim Vavadim Akhtanim, not women. You do not have to collect Machzah Shekel from women. Why not? So the Bartanur explains in his commentary on that Mishnah in Shkolim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel 42, I'll tell you why, Avalo Noshim, because it goes back to one of the opening psukim from our Sedra. What does it say in Perak Lamed Pasuk Yubayz, the second part of our second Pasuk of our Sedra, Kisisa Svosh Meisav Kunim Anasnu Ish Kofar Anafsho Ish. So the Rebartanur says it's Anasnu Ish Kofar Anafsho Ksiv Velo Isha, when the Pasuk is Ish and not Isha. So therefore, this mitzvah doesn't apply to women. It also doesn't apply to Ktanim, right? To Ktanim. Now look at the Bartanur, an important comment. Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel 42. Ktanim Afilu Hevi Shtei Saras. Even if he's physically mature, and even if he's over 13, but he's bipochos miben esrim. It's an interesting chiddush. The Bartanur says that this mitzvah does not apply, even if the kid's over bar mitzvah, but he's a teenager. I entitled this shir, and I see we'll go with this. It says, must women and teenagers daven musaf. Well, now you see we're talking about women. We're talking about teenagers. Women didn't give matzah shekel. That's what we just read. And according to the Bartanura, needed the teenagers because they had to hit the age of 20. Now, not everyone agrees with that last point. The Me'iri in Shkolim Perek Aleph, on Mishnah Shein, is 43. He mentions, by the way, with women, he has a different reason. He doesn't say because it says Ish. Look at the second line of 43. Ein mashkan osam shari mitzah sase shazan grome. And the Me'iri says it's a time-bound mitzah because they collected it at a certain fixed time of the year. So anytime we have a mitzah that applies only a certain time of year, only a certain time of day, so women are exempt. So that's only, this is a time-bound mitzah. That's what he says. Okay. But he says, ain't tzarach lomar ktanim. Ktanim, of course not. That sounds like he's talking about ktanim means under 13. They're not obligated to anything. That's why he says, of course not. So he may not agree with this Bar Tanura, but the Chinuch does. The Chinuch, yeah.
Can we consider these, since it's come, is mitzvah tluya bazman?
So that's the Meiri says that. Many question it, because it's not really tluya bazman. In the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it had to be in, but you can really give it any time. As long as it got in by Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, you cannot, we don't give it after Pesach. So the time here is different.
Right, so that's why
some bracket of time.
Yeah, so some disagree. The Meiri says it's Mishnah. Says not so partial. Maybe that's why the Bar Tanur and others says Ish. It's a good point. It's questionable why it should be, but that's what the Meiri says. You're right. Not so partial. But as far as the Chinuch agrees with the Meiri about the teenagers, because look, I remember with the Bar Tanur. I mean, look what it says in the beginning of Mitzvah Kufay 44. Mitzvah the same as Machzor Shekel. Sheyitein kol echad misal mi ben esrim shana v'malo. Anyone above the age of 20, whether rich or poor and so on, gives the machzor shekel. So the chinuch in formulating this mitzvah also says only applies above the age of 20. And the truth of the matter is, it looks like the Ramah of all people agrees with that, because although we don't have machzor shekel today, as you know, you remember from last week, Purim, I guess a week ago tonight, we have a minute to give machzor of our coins, and the coin of the realm here is a dollar, right? So you give half a dollar. They have plates out in the shul and boxes and so on and so forth. Okay, so that's given. That's the Ramah quotes that in Arachaim Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Dalet Sifala Vilchos Purim. Okay, look at 45. The Yesh Omim Sheyesh Litein Kodem Purim Machtis Menamet Be'ah Kovu Bo'os Amokom Ozman, to give half of whatever the coin of the realm is, whatever the currency is. Here it's a dollar, so you give half a dollar. Okay, Zecher LeMachtas Shekel. It's not the real Machtas Shekel. It's a Zecher. It's a commemoration. But anyway, look what the Ramor writes, and he says, in Austria, they give this amount, whatever coins they use. But look at the last part that I quoted there. This minig only applies over the age of 20. Interesting. Ramor seems to subscribe to that as well. The Mishnah Berurah, there in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Dalet, Sukkot and Hay, 46, right away points out, Zeladas of Inovadim Bar Tanura. That's what the Bar Tanura holds. But he says, Atosus Yontem and other Pisei Poskim disagree. And they said, no, it's the age of 13. Like any other mitzvah. That year it was 20 because it was a census and towards the Kotom when people joined the army and so on. But the mitzvah applies to anyone who's over the age of bar mitzvah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. The Ramban also, here in Kisisa, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Beis, he says also, V'od ki ashkalim lekarbonos eina mi ben esrim shana v'mala. The shkalim for the karbonos is not the age of 20 and above. That's no. Any kid who reaches the age of maturity, the age of 13, has to give like any other mitzvah. So the machlokas rishonim, machlokas aposkim about that.
Is the Rama agree that women should not give? Because the Lashon says, V'en hayv litno rak mishu ben esrim v'mala. That can be also...
Yeah, women. Right. That's true. He doesn't say it, but... I don't know what he says. The truth is, though, here's a segue to the next point. You look in the Mishnah Shkolim Parak Aleph Mishnah 48. Afal pisha omru ein memashkin nashim avodim. You don't collect from them. Im shaklu mekablu miyodim. If they gave, you can accept it. You're allowed to give. They can give it voluntarily. You're allowed to accept it. So probably the same by the Machzor Shekel as well. You're allowed to give it voluntarily. And that's how the Rambam Paskins in Perek Aleph of Hichel Shkolim Halacha Zayin, HaKol Chayovin Litein Machzor Shekel Kohanim Levim Yisraelim V'Gerim Avodim Shukram, right? Kohanim Levim Yisrael not converts of a lone Noshim Lo Avodim Lo Kanim, but V'im Nosnu Mekabamehem. They're allowed to give. So, okay. That's a question whether the mitzvah Zechel Machzor Shekel, the Minig rather, Zechel should apply to him. So that's a question. Now, so Ad Kan about the Shekel. That's the first half of this year. Okay. About the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel. What we see is that women are certainly not obligated in the mitzvah of Matzah Shekel, but I entitled the shir, Must Women and Teenagers Daven Musaf, what in the world do they have to do? Okay, so we've established that women don't have to give the Matzah Shekel, at least according to some, neither the teenagers. But what's that to do with davening Musaf? So now we have to look at that. Let's see. Okay, we know that tefillah in general correspond to the karbonis, right? The famous Gemara Brachas, Chavav Medbeis 50, Itmar, Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Amar Tfilos Avos Tiknum, that the Tfilos were instituted by the Avos, but Rabbi Shulman Levi, Amar Tfilos Kenegan Timidim Tiknum, right? The Tfilos, Shachris, Mincha Mariv, correspond to the karbonis. So at the end of that sugya on Chavav Medbeis, on the bottom of page 52, it says, Amar Lachar Yosef Chanina, La'olam Eimelachar Tfilos Avos Tiknum. I'll concede that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Avram instituted Shachris, Yitzchak instituted Mincha, Yaakov instituted Marv, that I'll concede. But Va'as Mechina Rabbanah Karbonos, you have to say they're related to the Karbonos. Why? The Lotema Hachi, Tfilos Musaf, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Man Tikta, who instituted Musaf? You're out of Avos. Okay, he had Avram for Shachris, Yitzhak for Mincha, Yaakov for Marib, who instituted Musaf, no more others. So obviously, Ella, Tfilos, Avos, Tikkum, Vasmechin, Rabban, Karbonos. Right, as Rashi says. Otherwise, the Tfilos HaMusaf in Rashi 53, there in Brachas, Chafav, and Beis, Tfilos HaMusaf in Man Tikna, Ella, Al Karchak, Rabbanos, Mechin, Rabbanos. Mechino, Bemusaf, Velo, Matzot, Tfilah, Kenegd, Amdohem, Tiknua. Obviously, they had instituted Musaf to correspond. We instituted the tefillah, the prayer called Musaf, to correspond to the Korban Musaf, even though none of the others instituted that. You look at the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Essay Yud 54. The Rambam writes, Zman, what it means, Zmanei tefillah not from the Torah, right? This is exact Zmanim, but Chovah tefillah atzmi from the Torah. Fine, that's the Rambam Shitosa. He says you have to daven every day. He says Vachachamim sidulah Zmanim, the Chachamim instituted the Zmanim. And that's what it means. Tfilas kenegat tunim tikkun kolos sidu zmanah kizmane hakrova. Right, that whenever they brought the karbonos, so the tamid shel shachar was brought in the morning. We have tfilas shachar in the morning till whatever time the tamid shachar was brought. Ben arbaim was brought in the afternoon. We have mincha. Marv, they burned leftover limbs and fats on the mizbeach. We have tfilas marv in the evening. Tfilas musaf that we have corresponding to the carbon musaf. Okay, that's what the Rambam tells us also in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Parak Aleph Halacha Hey. Of Hilchos Tefillah 55, v'chein tiknu she'em minyan ha'tfilos k'minyan ha'karbonos. Right, the number of tefillos, not only the time, but the number of tefillos correspond to the number of karbonos. Shtei tefillos b'chol yom, two tefillos during the day, can I get shtei tmidim? And v'chol yom, she'esh karbon musaf, tiknu bo tefillos shishes. Okay, any day when there was a karbon musaf, like Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and so on, they instituted a third tefillah during the course of the daytime hours, known as Keneged Korban Musaf, Utfila she Keneged Tom Shaboker and Nikrit Tzvil Shachar, Utfila she Keneged Tom Shabai and Huinikrit Tzvil Smincha, Utfila Keneged Amusaf, and then Nikrit Tzvila Samusaf, or Musaf. Okay, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch says in Arachayim Simit Tzadi Ches Yibdalad, Hatfila he b'mokam a korban, they learned several dinim, there's several halachas about tefillah that are learned out from the fact that tefillahs are based on karbonas. So therefore, you have to have kavona and you can't have any other foreign thoughts, just like by a karbon. Sometimes an improper thought by a karbon can invalidate the whole karbon. Something called pigel, whatever the details are, not for now. But an improper thought can mess up a karbon. So when you daven also, you shouldn't have a machshava that messes up your tefillah. Mu'umad, tefillah, the main body of the tefillah, shmonesrei standing. It's like a karbonos are brought in standing, and so on. It shouldn't have any hefsek, all the different things that are learned from tefillah. And we know also the pasuk in Hosea, Perek Yedalad, pasuk Gimel 57. It's from the Haftar of Shabbat Shuvah. It says, "Unushalma lesu, unushalma forim svasenu." In the absence of the Beis Hamikdash, our lips, our prayers, take the place of the sacrifices. Now, so still, what's it got to do with women? What's it got to do with women? All right, so, well, the Mishnah says in Brachas, so the Mishnah starts on Chaf Mad Aleph on the bottom of the page, goes over to Chaf Mad Beis, 58. The Mishnah says in Brachas, I mean, you see where I'm going with this, right? In other words, we've established that women don't have to give the Machzor Shekel, neither according to some of the teenagers. And the Machzor Shekel, as we established, was used for Karbonos Tzibur. And now we're seeing that Tfilas correspond to the Karbonos of the Tzibur, right? So we're going to put everything together shortly, but you have to follow the steps over here, right? Again, women don't have to give Machzor Shekel. Machzor Shekel money was used for the Karbonos Tzibur. The tefillahs that we have today substitute or correspond or replace the Karbonos Tzibur. So we'll put everything together in a moment. Okay. Women, though, are in fact obligated in tefillah. Okay. You might have thought from the logic I just presented, oh, women don't have to give Machzor Shekel. Machzor Shekel was used for Karbonos Tzibur. Karbonos Tzibur is replaced by tefillahs. Well, women don't have to give karbonos tzibur. They don't have to daven either, right? They can make the logical jump. If the money from the machzor shekel was used for the karbonos tzibur, and the tefillahs take the place of karbonos tzibur, well, they didn't contribute to the karbonos tzibur, so they don't have to daven either. But it doesn't say that. The Mishnah Brocha says, Mishnah Nashim Adakhanim Petur Mekriyashma, yes, but on the top of Chafman Beis, 58, Umina Tefillin, also there comes exempt from Tefillin, but Chayoven Betfilah of Mezuzah of Birkas Hamazon. They are obligated in davening. Okay, they are obligated in davening. Rashi explains Kriya Shema because the mitzvah shas man groma. Fine. Okay, we're not interested in Kriya Shema right now. Okay, a tefillah is also mitzvah shas man groma. But what about tefillin? Okay, so Tana also came with tefillin, but what about tefillah? I mean, what about davening? So look at Rashi in 60. Brachas chokmur beis v'chayavim b'tefillah. The tefillah rachamihi. Tefillah is fundamentally a request for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy, for his kindness. He should answer our needs, take care of us. That's the fundamental nature of tefillah. And therefore, it was applicable to women as well. All right, mezuzah brichas hamazon, I'm going to go into right now. And the Gemara actually says that. There in Chof Mud Beis 61, v'chayavim b'tfilah, the racham eninu. The fundamental essence of tefillah, shachris mincha, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our needs, and we praise him, we thank him, but basically it's a request for rachamim, right? So the Gemara says, why would I think women don't have to say? So that's a pasuk in Tilim Perek Nun Hei Pasuk Yud Ches in 63. It says, Erev Avoka Vitzarayim Asich V'Amav Eish Makoli, right? Call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Erev Avoka Vitzarayim, night, morning, and afternoon. So I might have thought that makes it in the mitzvah Zezman Groma, but it doesn't. Okay. The Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Aseh L'Tzfilah B'Chol Yom. He feels that there is a biblical obligation to pray at least once a day, at least once a day. Halacha Beis, Ulefichach, Nashim, V'Avadim, Chavim, B'Tefillah. V'Vishul Mitzvah Aseh Salah, Esman, Gom. According to the Rambam, it's not time-bound, because it applies every day, at some point during the day. Even the time's not even fixed. So according to the Rambam, it's not a Mitzvah Aseh Esman, Gom. Women are obligated. Okay? And furthermore, he says, and so on, and then give Shev Chavdah. That applies to women as well. And that's what Shulchan Aruch rules too. And Simon Kuvav Siv Beis of Arachaim 65. Noshim Avodim Sha'afa Pishab Turmi Krishma Chayav Mitvila Kaznana Mitzvah Shazman Groma. The Mishabur is an important statement. Allah Sikotan Dalad there in 66. I don't have time to read it all. The Rambam Shitoso. Okay. According to others, though, isn't it a Mitzvah Shazman Groma? According to the Rambam, it's not a Mitzvah Shazman Groma because you have to daven every day Midah Raisin. But not everyone agrees with that. So there are those who say, the Ramban and others who say that it's not, and the davening really is only Darbonon. Okay, it's not a mitzvah, same with the Raisa. Okay, it's only Darbonon, and the Rabbanon could have fixed it for women. Also, the long Arichas there in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, and he says that's the majority of the post who hold that way. But again, Lemaisa, women, daven because it's fundamentally a request for rachamim, except for Musaf. Musaf is different. Musaf, we'll see, is different than Shachris Mincha and Meir in a couple of ways. First of all, 67. Mishnah Brachas Lamed Amud Aleph. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein Tfilas HaMusafin Ela B'Chever Ir. Musaf is only required when you're with a minion. That's what Rashi says in 68. Okay. Brachas Lamed Amud Aleph. Dibur Masal Ein Tfilas HaMusafin Ela B'Chever Ir. Lo Tiknua Ela B'Tzibur. Chever Ir means Chabur HaSair, group of people. Av Eloli Yachid. Okay, now, the Chachamim in that Mishnah in 67 go on and argue that they know it's on everybody. But at least there's one position that actually davening is required. Musaf, we don't say the same thing by Shachris Mincha Mar. Shachris Mincha Mar, it's preferable to daven a minion, but it's not obligatory. Musaf, though, according to one opinion, you have to have a minion. You have to have a minion. Now, why so? So the Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Brachas, in Chaf Amud Beis, in the page of the Rif, 69, he says, because the Sirlei, because what is Musaf? Musaf does not really contain any request to Rachamim, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to satisfy our needs and to take care of us and so on. What is it? Okay. Basically, it's recounting what was done in the Mikdash. We even quote the Psukim. What they brought, the Karbonah. Yeah, I mean, there's a request that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should restore the Avodah to the Beis HaMikdash, but Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, when we daven Musaf, we're not asking any needs on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we're doing is we're basically recalling what the Karbon Musaf was, right? He says, Ain ba tachnunim, there are no supplications. Okay, and therefore, when we daven Shachris and Mincha, all right, it's preferable to have a minion, but we don't need a minion because you're asking for your various needs. That's a personal thing as well. When it comes to Musaf, perhaps Musaf, according to this one opinion, there's no din of Musaf without a tzibur, right? Because the whole thing corresponds to carbon Musaf, which was a carbon tzibur. So if there's no tzibur, then maybe you don't have to daven Musaf. Again, we don't happen to paskin that way, but that's the swara of that tzad. That's what Pnei Yeshua also says in his commentary of Brachas, Lamed Alamed Alaf in 70. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. And he says, Tfilas Musaf, lo niskan aklal, look at the second line, Tfilas HaMusafin, shal niskan aklal, on mishum HaKarbonis. U mishum HaKi, ein lispal osan elabit tzibur, shal musafin karbonis tzibur heim. Can you really? They think that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means. right? Since the carbon musaf was a carbon tzibur, the tefillas musaf doesn't, it's not supplication, it just replaces the carbon musaf. It's all it's about. And it quotes the psukim of the Torah that speak about what you had to offer of the carbon musaf. So if you don't have a minyan, you don't, it's not a carbon tzibur, you don't have a tzibur, it's not a requirement to daven. Kaini reli, okay? Then he gives a different reason, as well, that you need it. But anyway, he says the bottom line is he also says he's explaining why you would need a minyan. Furthermore, there's something else interesting. Another Gemara in Brachas, Chav Vav Amud Aleph in Brachas. The Gemara talks there. What if a guy forgot to daven Shacharis? Overslept. He was sick. He wasn't able to daven Shacharis. So the answer is we know he can make up daven Mincha twice. Right? Tushman says Mincha. He forgot Ma'ariv. Say Tushman says Shacharis. The Gemara asks 71. Ibayelu Tov Elo Yispala Mincha. Ma'u Shispala Arvish Time. What if I forgot Mincha? Can I make it up with two Ma'arivs? That might be different. Okay, says the Gemara. You know why? Because I understand if I forgot Marv, I can make it up with Shacharis twice, or Shacharis, I can make it up with Mincha twice, because the same halachic day, same day, right? But maybe if I missed Mincha, I can make it up with two Marvs, because Marv, I hear everybody Volker, it's a new day, right? The more quotes, suppose, everybody Volker, it's a new day. And since Tefillah takes the place of a carbon, we have a rule by Carbonus. Once you miss the day, that's it. Over Yomo, Batel Carbono. When the day is gone, that's it. Odilma, or do we say no? Huh?
Even if you do it in Plag of Mincha?
All right, Plag HaMincha is still the same day. But I mean, but I'm talking about, you know, if after Ma'ariv, not like 10 o'clock at night, you realize, right? But, or do you say, the other side says the Gemara in the second line of 71 towards the end, oh, Dilma, no. Kevan, the Tzlosa Rachamim, since Tefillah fundamentally is Rachamim, so it doesn't matter. That time doesn't expire. I can ask the Kodesh Baruch Rachamim, good, it's another day. So what? So what? I miss Mincha this afternoon, so I can make it up with two Ma'arivs. If the essence is that it makes up for a carbon, so then you can argue once the day's gone, the carbon's gone. But if Tefillah is fundamentally Rachamim, and that's how we paskin, okay? And while we paskin, you can make it up with two Ma'arivs, okay? Now, Tosas there says, in Brachas Chavav Min Aleph, Dino Masli Iboyalu, 73, but lo ba'im talal pishpal tefillas musaf. Notice that the Gemara never asked, what if I forgot musaf? Can I make it up? Musaf can daven any time during the day. Let's say I Shabbos, I never daven musaf. Forgot whatever, I was going somewhere. Whatever happened, can I make it up with two ma'arivs? Now, you don't have to make it up with two minchas. If you can still daven mincha, you can still daven musaf. So say the regular musaf any time during the day. But notice how the Gemara says, Tosas, notice how the Gemara doesn't say, can I make up a missed musaf the next day? No, there's no halachah for that. The hey chikros are carbonos who kvar over is my Muslim. What do I say? The psukim of the Muslim from Shabbos on Sunday, it's done already. What do you see from there? The whole Muslim, the other tefillos, it's okay to make it the next day because it's fundamentally requests of rachamim that time never expires. It's always okay to ask a kadosh baruch hu for rachamim. So I make it up with two ma'arivs, even though I miss it. It's another halachic day. So what? But not Muslim because it's Karbonus. And he says, look at Tosa, second line 73. But Gam lo tiknu sheva brachas shal Musaf, the seven brachas of Shemar Esrei, elam yishumin ashalma parm sosena, the puzzle we saw before from Moshea, ubezev vada over yomo bata karbonah, avos shar tfilos derachami ninu. Now good, you can say it anytime you like. Rabbi Yonah also says that in brachas yud ches of Aleph 74, Dimas Batah. He says, there's no concept of tashlumin for Musaf, right? He quotes Rabbanei Tzarfas. There's no concept of carbonus of making that up. The other tefillah, because there's no bakoshas rachamim. The other tefillah musaf, look at the third line of 74. Tefillah musaf, she'eno ela sheva, kevan she'avar hazman, ela tashlumin. Okay? For example, if you miss the carbon musaf on one Shabbos, you can't bring the carbon on Sunday. There's no makeup. You missed it. Okay, that's it. So shachris mincha, you can always make up. But musaf, you can't. And that's how he passed in Shulchan Aruch. Some kuf ches siv vav varachaim 75. Over kol hayom v'lo yispala musaf ain la tashlumin. There's no makeup for musaf. So again, what do you see? What do you see? And the Magen Avraham says it's zivkot and test the Mishnah Berurah. Zivkot chav there in Siman Kuf Ches says because how can you say the karbonus the next day? It's done already, right? It's done already. So once again, what do you see? Musaf is different. Musaf is solely a makeup for the carbonus, to the point that if you see that Musaf doesn't fit in with the rest of the tefillas. Another point, the Tosus and Saint Dafin Brochus, Chof Avanal, Dirmas of Tefillas and Shachar. He writes in 78, Olahachi Makdim Tefillas Aminchal Tefillas Musafin, Bishum She Tedira Bechol Yom, Afopish Tefillas Musaf Kodamis. He's wondering why in the order of that mission, I should have printed the whole mission, but you know the mission, Tefillas and Shachar. It mentions Shachar and it's Mincha. It mentions Musaf later. right? Musaf usually daven before mincha. So why did the Mishnah? So the answer is because mincha is mentioned first because it's tadir, it's more common. Mincha is every day, and Musaf is only on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and so on. So the tzlach, says as follows. Look what he says, and here we get to the punchline, seven, or one of the punchlines, 79. I'm wondering, in Tfilas Hamus, he said there's another reason you could have mentioned Mincha first, because Mincha applies to everybody, including women, but Musaf doesn't. Okay, and look what he says. So he leads that into this conversation. I'm not sure. In Tfilas Hamusaf, no Heges Benashim. Because that really is a time-bound mitzvah. It's only Shabbos. It's only Yontif. It's not every day. Or Shchodesh, whatever. And even though the tefillah may be it's only Rabbanon and so on, according to many authorities, but still, the Rabbanon, we're exempt from that. So the tzlach wonders, if Musaf is a time-bound mitzvah, maybe we're a putter from mitzvah, from davening Musaf. And then he says, and furthermore, okay, on Shabbos and Yontif, you know, also tefillahs are rachamim, but fundamentally, it's on a whole, it's not. And he quotes the same Rabbeinu Yonah that we mentioned before. Avot tefillahs musaf, five lines down in 79. She'enena rachamim. There's no request of mercy, like Rabbeinu Yonah said. Now that's why it has no tashlumen, and it's mitzvah seishas man goma vaday noshim p'turus adas atosis. Noshim should be exempt. So now go back to the equation I said it before. Noshim don't have to give the machzah shekel. Machzah shekel is used to the karbonos tzibur. Okay, so therefore, any tefillah b'tzibur, tefillah satzibur, women are exempt from. But no, not shachas mincha marv, because shachas mincha marv have another aspect to them, namely the rachamim aspect. So that the women are in. But musaf is nothing more than corresponding to the tefillah musaf, which is a tefillah satzibur. Okay, which is, I'm sorry, musaf is nothing more than corresponding to carbon musaf, which is a carbon atzibur, and women didn't contribute towards that carbon atzibur. Therefore, maybe an adab musaf. That's what he says. That's the tzlach and so on. He doesn't say quite as clear, but that's what he means. Okay, but then he says, I don't think it's true. Okay, so he thinks it's true. Maybe they don't have to. The question is, are they allowed to? So he says, yeah, I think they're allowed to, because especially we Ashkenazim and Paschal, women can do any mitzvah and make a bracha over it, right? You hear the tzlach is wondering, maybe it should be a bracha of atala, right? Maybe women shouldn't, because the bracha of atala, they're not obligated. That's the second part of the tzlach there. Maybe they're the putter, not only putter, not allowed to, it's a bracha of atala. So no, because we Paschal, Rabbi Natam says in Erevin, source 80, it hosts in Erevin, Sadi Vav Ben Aleph, Dimasel Dilman, it's a few other places also. Mikanam Rabbi Natam, the Mutol in Oshel Baruch, Hakol Mitzvah Seish, Osman Groma, Afagav, the Turis. Rabbi Natam Paschal is that women can, when they volunteer to do a mitzvah, can make a bracha. So Tkia Shofar, sitting in the sukkah, waving the lulav, right? Women can make a bracha on it. Now, full disclosure, the Rambam, Paschal's not so. Hilchus Titzis, Paragimel, Ochates, 81, the Rambam says, Noshim want to put on tzitzis, go ahead, okay, but below bracha. Bechein, shar, mitzvah, sasesh, noshim, tourist man, imrotzu, laso, so son, below bracha, no problem, but not with a bracha. And it's mechaber, machokas, mechaber, ramoa, in the Sulchan Aruch, Hilchus, Rosh Hashanah, Orochayim, Sim, Tovkuf, Pei, Tes, Zivov, mechaber, Paskins, if one wants to hear the shofar, someone can blow the shofar, no problem, but no bracha. And the minigas they can do, but there are more rights. No, I want some minigas, noshim, bracha, I do make a bracha. So that's a machokas to this day. As far as I know, most Sfardim, women sit in the sukkah, they don't make a bracha. Leishiva sukkah. Ashkenazim women do. Okay, so the tzlach says, certainly according to Ashkenazim, that women can volunteer to do a mitzvah and make a bracha. They can volunteer to daven musaf also. And then he says, and even according to the Rambam, even according to the others who say that women don't make a bracha, that's because it has the phrase, asher kedishanu mitzosav vitzivonu. And you can't say vitzivonu unless you're commanded. So the Ramah, the Rebbeinu Tam says, yeah, vitzivonu is going in general, right? But the Ramah understands it's specific. So therefore, you can't say the bracha vitzivonu, but the Tzlach points out, but there's no vitzivonu in the Shemona Esrei. So that's why Paskins, they can go ahead to, they can go ahead to Davar Musaf. But not everyone agrees with that. Rebbe Akiva Eger, Simon Kufov, Siv Beis, 83. Okay. And that's Simon Shulchan Aruch. Chorachim, Simon Kufov, Siv Beis, the Rebbe Akiva Eger writes, the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh, he quotes a collection of Tshuvas called B'Samim Rosh, Simon Peites. Now the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh is a very interesting and controversial work. B'Samim Rosh, according to the Sharblot, the page in the middle, it was written by the beginning of it says in the middle of the page there, it was written by the Rosh, Rabbi Osher, one of the great Rishonim, one of the major poskim among the Rishonim of the Rosh. The B'Samim Rosh, written by the Rosh. Okay? However, later, and then a certain rabbi wrote a commentary on the bottom of the page. So I have it here. However, many assume that it was not really written by the Rosh, a forgery. Not really written. It was written by Talmud Chacham, but not the Rosh. Okay, and it doesn't have the authority that the Rosh has. That's what the Chidor and many others point out. In fact, the Chassam Sofer in one place refers to it as the Sefer Kizvei HaRosh. Not Kisvei, not Kisvei, Kitvei, writing, but Kizvei, the falsehood, Kol Adam Kozev, Kizvei HaRosh, he calls it. Even though in some edition of Chassam Sofer, then they edited it, they said, oh, he made a mistake. It means Kisvei HaRosh. No, he meant Kizvei HaRosh. Okay, anyway, so, but nevertheless, the Kiva Eger quotes it, and he says, someone told me Kiva Eger knew which things the Rosh would have said. Okay. But anyway, so he quotes the Sefer, the Nashim Pturus Mitzvilas Musafim, the Eina Ba'el Zecher Chiv Karbonis, because it has no other function but corresponding to Karbonis. And Isha didn't give the Machzor Shekel, there were no Chelik and Karbonis at Tzibur. Okay. And he quotes the Tzach also. So the same thing with Kiva Eger has the same thing in the Tshuva. Tshuva's with Kiva Eger Madura Kamas Simon Test 84 says the same thing. That perhaps one shouldn't be obligated. The Maram Shik, Talmud Chassam Sofer, Maram Shik, Chelik Or Chaim, and his Tshuva Simen Tzadi 85 also says, okay, it's not so poshut when we should be Chayim and Musaf because they didn't have to give Shkolim. And he writes Tarchi, and he's not sure. He says Koshali, I'm not sure. Okay, he says, but he spells out what we said before: the concept of Rachamim, of Tila being Rachamim, doesn't apply to Musaf. It applies to the other Tilas, but not to Musaf. So it says Tzarchli Ian. Okay, and as far as doing it well, what he got to lose? The Tzach said they can volunteer. The Maram Shik says not so fast. You can't volunteer on Shabbos. Okay, you can't volunteer to bring Karbonos on Shabbos. Look what the Shulchan Aruch says, Or Chaim Sim Kuv Zayin, Sif Aleph, 86. Shabbos Yontif, Eino Mispalot Tzilos Nedova. You can't say a voluntary prayer on Shabbos Yontif. Okay, so he says he's not so convinced of the Tzach's suggestion. You know, you can always do it as a, you know, if you want. Not so pashut. All right, so this Maram Shik also is a Mesupik about it. The Torah Tamima, here in Parshas Kisis and Perek Lamed, Os Chav Beis, 87, he says, Yesh Lahayr, regarding this Machol, because he quotes the Mesalim Rosh, and so on, he says the same Shiloh will come up regarding teenagers. According to those Shitas that held that kids between the age of 13 and 20 did not give, so Agam, that our practice is Dafka, the boy when he turns 13, Davin's Musa for the Amun is Bar Mitzvah, but according to some, it's a problem. Okay, that Torah Tamima says, not so poshut. Im Kain, look at the last line. Ain l'ish pachim esem labor with na'atevah. You want to say you can daven, that's one thing, but to be motzi the tzibur, maybe not to the Torah Tzmimah. Right? Even if you want to say you can volunteer to daven, a boy over 13 davens, but to be the chazan, to be motzi the tzibur, maybe he's not obligated, not so pashut. However, there are achronim and poskim who disagree with this whole yesod, and it says nothing doing. Women are certainly obligated, and this whole line of reasoning is wrong. This whole line of reasoning is not correct. The Sholem Meshiv in the Tshuva, Madura Tenyana Chelek Bei Simon Nun Hei, he has a different point. He says in 88, he quotes, you know, he's aware of this issue. Okay, he quotes the Tzlach and so on and others, you know, who question this thing. But he says something else. He says we have a rule when it comes to Shabbos. We know that it says in the Aseres HaDibros in Yisro, Parakov Pasuk Ches 89, Zocher Shomah Shabbos HaKadjo. In Voschanan, Parakei Pasuk Yudbeis Shomor is on the Shabbos Akacho. So we know Zoch, like we say in Lachadodi, Shomor v'Zoch v'Dibur Echad. Because Baruch Hu said the two things at once. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Chafman Beis 91, Amar v'Adabar Abba, Noshim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women have to make Kiddush Midoraisa. Women are Chayav and Kiddush, same as men. Why? Ask the Gemara. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah say Shazman Groma. Time bound only applies Friday night or Yontif night, not any other week. No, because we have a connection between Zohar and Shomer. And the conclusion of the Gemara is Elamarava Amar Kor Zohar v'Shomer Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira Yeshna B'Skira. Whoever has to keep Shomer, and Shomer means the restriction. Shomer means hold back. Shomer Shmira is restriction. So whoever is obligated in the restrictions of Shabbos, Shmira has to keep the Skira, the requirements of Shabbos. So that includes Kiddush. So says the Sholem Meshiv, end of 88. Well, davening Musaf is also, it's a zecher, but it's a zecher for what? It's a zecher for the carbon that was brought because of the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. And women have to make Kiddush. They have to acknowledge the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. Therefore, they have to have Musaf also. So he rejects the whole line of reason. He always just, you know, he spells it out, but look at the last words that are printed there in 88. If he said, Gamba Musafin, Kevon, Deboz, Zecher, or Korban, Shikriba, Bishul, Kedushas Hayom, Harebi Kiddush Yom Chavz, and I told the same thing with davening Musaf. But that's how he says. He disagrees, I said, with that whole Yisod. And B'Yitzel Chon Inspector, source 93, Ber, the Rashi is on that Gemara Brachos in 92, but Ber Yitzchak, Chelek Or Chaim Simon Chof, that's the B'Yitzel Chon Inspector, his Chuvas. He quotes Mekiv Eger and so on with Machzah Shekel, and he said, but lo nahirali, because I have a different problem. Okay, I glossed over it before, but there is a shita in the Gemara that Kohanim don't have to give Machzor Shach. We don't paskin that way. But he said, would anybody think, therefore, that a Kohen doesn't have to have Musaf either? Or Kohen can't be the chazan for Musaf either? Never heard of such a thing, he said. Okay, so obviously, our Karchach concludes the Ber Yitzchak, the Kohanim, second to last line. Muchach, the ain't tfilas ha-Musaf toli b'shkolim klal. Tfilas Musaf, not a fung. Yes, the carbon Musaf had to do with the Machzor Shekel. Okay, but Tfilas Musaf, Hagam, that it is matches or replaces the carbon Musaf, but it's not a function of the Shkolim. And therefore, Ain Shach, huh?
He based that on the fact that Kohanim are not giving.
Well, he said that's one of the issues. One of the issues that Kohanim.
But those days are not Kohanim and Levim were the same yet.
Yeah, I understand, but he's saying, but since we don't pass, we pass and Kohanim do have to give, but he's just saying he believes that Musaf is Shava Bakal. Women do have to daven Musaf the same as men. He goes, we don't find anybody else who makes such a chiluk. That's his suggestion. The base Yitzchak, that's the Yitzchak Shmachlis, Chiluk Orachayim Simon Yud Zayin Os Beis, 94. He said, Ikar Adover, where the women have the same problem. And he says, no. He says, again, he mentions the Kohanim situation. He says, no. And he alludes to something else. True, maybe women didn't give the Machzor Shekel. Does that mean that whatever the carbon accomplished is not chai, is not chal on women? You know what he's saying? He's saying the carbon musaf of Shabbos or any carbon, right? Any carbon brings about some sort of accomplishment, klapei shmaya. So because women didn't give the machzor shekel, they're not shayach to that. That's not true. Okay? It doesn't make any sense. And adarabba, and I conclude with this because the truth of the matter is, it's a bit of a lumdisha point, but the minute, you know, I'll come back in a second. Rav Yosef, we'll take a look at it in 95. We'll finish with this. Rav Yosef in his Tshuva Yabi Omer Chelik Beis, Chelik Orchaim Sinvav O Zion. He's not convinced about the woman Muslim. He thinks that maybe they should listen to the Chazan and not, you know, a Dafka. In most cases nowadays, women come to Shul, Dafka in time for Muslim. Right? That's not come to Shul. Dafka, the one Tila concerned, there was a Suffolk about it, you know. But he says, Rav Yosef says, maybe, you know, not so sure. He's not so convinced. Maybe they should say it together with the Chazan or listen to the Chazan and so on. And he says, Rosh Hashanah may be different. But I want to say something else. And it seems to me this is Pashut. Okay. And I think this is the base Yitzchak's argument. There's a tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak. A lot of Yitzchaks today. The Minchas Yitzchak. His tshuva, Chela Gimel Simon Aleph, Os Yud Zayin, quote something, Ra'isi B'Shem Agona Adir Rav Yosef Rosen. That's the Ragachover Gon. Ragachover basically points out that there's a tzibur, to put it simply now, I'm going to say it outside, you can look at it, it's a very fascinating, I think, important point. I've given a whole shiur about it on other occasions. Okay, he says, what's a tzibur? A tzibur is not just a collection of individuals. Okay, we have an English expression, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. A tzibur is a new entity, like a corporation, it's a corporate entity. Karbonos tzibur are brought on behalf of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. That's not just a collection of individuals. Memela, somebody can be part of the tzibur, even if they didn't contribute to this particular thing. A woman, and he talks about Kohanim, because the problem with Kohanim, I won't go into this now, but that's the Mishnah Shkolim Parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. We have a rule based on a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Give me one more minute, we'll finish. Parak Vav, pasuk Tezayin in Vayikra. Minchas Kohen Kolal Tia Lo Se'achel. Usually when you give a mincha offering, a flour offering, so the Kohen took what's called a kmitza, scoop, that a scoopful, like a handful, and that was put on his back, the rest was eaten. But a special rule, the mincha of a Kohen, any Kohen brought a mincha offering, the whole thing was burnt, not just a scoopful. Okay? Now that would mean, that the Ragachar talks about, that any kind of mincha, like a communal mincha, a mincha tzibur, like the Omer, and the second day of Pesach, like the Shtei Lechem and Shavuos, that means you wouldn't be able to eat it. You have to burn it because every Kohen who gives Machzor Shekel has a share in it. And that's just not true. We don't paskin that way. Yet the Kohanim do give Machzor Shekel. How could it be? So the Ragachover explained, I mean, Minchas Yitzchak is quoting, because the carbon tzibur, it doesn't matter what the individual status is. The individual is swallowed up, so to speak, in the entity called the tzibur. And that's a new set of rules. It's a new ballgame. There's something now called the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Memela, it seems to me, you can make a strong case that even though women don't have to give Machzor Shekel, but they're still part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Well, they're part of the tzibur. They have Kedushas Yisrael. They're exempt from this particular mitzvah. But the carbon tzibur of carbon musaf was on behalf of women also. They didn't give Machzor Shekel, so what? It was the carbon tzibur. It's a carbon tzibur, so it affected or impacted anyone was part of the tzibur. Memela, you could argue they also should have musaf. That's on a point that I think, you know, again, I would keep Eger. you don't just dismiss anything Rav Kiveger says. I'm not dismissing it. But the other poskim are saying the other way. I think I would like to stand on it. Even though Rav Avadia, he concludes that maybe it's better, and perhaps there's a suffix about it. Okay, we don't have women be the chaz anyways. It's not an issue. Torah Tmima has a problem, maybe a cotton, not a cotton, but a boy 13, 20, teenager shouldn't. But anyway, these are some of the issues. And again, it's dafka, our women come to shul, maybe they should certainly daven shachris first. Only daven one shmon esrei. Taka should say the shachris shmon esrei, not the musa shmon esrei. Okay. Wish everybody a good Shabbos.